With general voting day quickly approaching, the NOW has put together an all-in-one voting guide for Burnaby residents to answer voting questions. General voting day is scheduled for April 28, with advance voting taking place on April 18, 19, 20 and 21. Are there any all candidates forums? As of April 11, the NOW is aware of two events where the public can hear from candidates running. Burnaby Board of Trade. On April 14, Burnaby Board of Trade members can attend a Brews and Ballots event to hear from select candidates. Limited spaces are available. Candidates that have confirmed attendance include Wade Chong, Liberal Party of Canada, for Burnaby Central, Richard Fairbridge, People's Party of Canada, for Burnaby Central, Terry Beach, Liberal Party of Canada, for Burnaby North Seymour, Michael Charios, NDP, Burnaby North Seymour, Peter Julian, NDP, for New Westminster Burnaby Millardville, Tara Shusterian, Green Party of Canada, for New Westminster Burnaby Millardville, Manoj Bangu, NDP, for Vancouver Fraserview South Burnaby and Gregor Robertson, Liberal Party of Canada, for Vancouver Fraserview South Burnaby. The event will run from 3 to 5 p.m. at Daggerod Brewing. Seymour Community Association. Another all-candidates meeting will take place on Tuesday, April 15 at 7 p.m. at Mount Seymour United Church for Burnaby North Seymour candidates. The meeting is being hosted by the Blue Ridge, Deep Cove and Seymour Community Associations in partnership with Parkgate Society and Mount Seymour United Church. For those unable to attend in person, the meeting will be live-streamed. Am I registered to vote? Elections Canada says most Canadians who are eligible to vote are already registered on the National Register of Electors. If you are registered and have checked off both Elections Canada boxes on a tax return, registration will be updated to your current home address. You can check if your registration includes your current address online. What if I need to register? If you need to register, Elections Canada says you can register online using its online voter registration service. To use this option, a driver's license from any province or territory except Quebec is needed. You can also use a provincial or territorial ID card from Alberta, Newfoundland and Labrador, Saskatchewan or Yukon. Uploading accepted identification documents is another option. To vote by mail, you can contact Elections Canada and request a registration form. The form will be sent by mail, email or fax. The form will need to be completed and signed before returning it by mail, along with a copy of proof of identity and address. You can also register at your local Elections Canada office or a polling place when voting. What riding do I live in? A voter card, mailed out by Elections Canada and expected to arrive to voters by April 11, will tell you where to vote based on your address. Elections Canada's website also has an electoral district finder, which allows residents to search by postal code. Who is running in Burnaby? Here's who has been confirmed in Burnaby by riding, with candidates listed in alphabetical order by last name. Hyperlink names indicate candidates that returned questionnaires by a required deadline. Burnaby North Seymour. Terry Beach, Liberal Party of Canada, incumbent. Michael Charwa, NDP. Mauro Francis, Conservative Party of Canada. Jesse Fulton, People's Party of Canada. Burnaby Central. Wade Chong, Liberal Party of Canada. Richard Farbridge, People's Party of Canada. Jagmeet Singh, NDP, incumbent. James Yan, Conservative Party of Canada. Vancouver Fraserview South Burnaby. Manoj Bangu, NDP. Alexander Dow, Green Party of Canada. Avi Nayar, Conservative Party of Canada. Desiderio Magtongol, Bun, Reyes, People's Party of Canada. Gregor Robertson, Liberal Party of Canada. New Westminster Burnaby Millardville. Peter Julian, NDP, incumbent. Indy Panchi, Conservative Party of Canada. Jake Sawatsky, Liberal Party of Canada. Tara Shushtarian, Green Party of Canada. Lawrence Almonte Singh, independent. Where can I vote? For advance voting locations and general voting day locations, voters can use Elections Canada's website, Burnaby Central, Burnaby North Seymour, Vancouver Fraserview South Burnaby and New Westminster Burnaby Millardville. What ID do I need to vote? There are three options to choose from when it comes to ID needed to vote. Option 1. Elections Canada says option 1 is to show one of the following pieces of ID. Driver's license. Any other card issued by a Canadian government, federal, provincial, territorial or local, with your photo, name and current address. Option 2. Option 2 includes showing two pieces of ID. Both must have your name and at least one must have a current address. Examples include voter information cards and bank statements or a utility bill and student ID card. Option 3. If no ID is available, you can still vote if you declare your identity and address in writing and have someone you know and is assigned to the same polling station vouch for you. The voucher has to prove their identity and address. A person can only vouch for one person, except in long-term care facilities. A full list of accepted ID to prove identity and address are available on Elections Canada's website.